At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gov is very protective over this, going as far as to hand us his mock schedule, but making us promise to go with him one game at a time so we don't spoil it.
I actually got blindfolded, and I got the hoodie put over my head as he was laying the mock schedule in front of me, covering it up. So,
well, a little history lesson here is way back in sports radio in the late 90s, I was part of the NFL Elite.
Oh,
and basically what that was is saying that the NFL is going to pretty much take over the world, and it has, right?
Yep. No doubt.
And so I'm acting like the NFL, they're very secretive, little leaks out there and stuff like that. But this thing is guarded. I mean, we don't get like humongous leaks and stuff. So anyways, guys, I know this is a silly exercise, but why not? The Lions mock schedule. We've been pretty decent the last couple of years at this. We're doing it a little bit earlier. We used to do it day of, but because of leaks, we're doing it early because it was kind of starting to be, I was getting, you know, too many things to where I would know what to do to a degree.
Right.
So here we go. Opening game, Sunday, September 7th. And I know it's an old bit, but we're going to knock it out of the way quick. It's at Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams, 425 Fox America Game of the Week. And the reason I think this is because of the news we got yesterday that Philly and Dallas is a big sacrifice for Fox. So they're going to give them a big NFC matchup week one there. And those are two of the best NFC teams after Philly's gone. Dallas, I think, bounces back a little this year.
They can't be any worse, really. Right.
Response to that matchup? Mine's yawn.
Yeah.
Then they're done.
Eye roll. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, they got to play them sometime.
I know.
All right. Week two. Oh, Sunday night. Guess who's coming to town? And they're probably going to be led by an old friend who once called us that team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, week two, Sunday night, Ford Field.
So you think Aaron does end up in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
And, I mean, the new contender is New Orleans because of the retirement of Carr. But, yeah, so September 14, Steelers, Sunday night football.
Let's go.
That's going to be a hot ticket because Steeler Nation will want to invade Ford Field. They want to do a takeover. All right, week three, we're going prime time again at Benedict Johnson and the Chicago Bears Monday Night Football. And a little intel on this one, a couple leaks have come out about the Bears, and they've got some prime time late season games. They're going to be playing on Christmas Day, most likely, because they announced the week before matchups, and therefore for time off and all that. And then also they're playing the Black Friday game against Philly.
Saw that.
So
I think there's a chance we do get the Bears early in the season. Some people think it could be as early as week one if it ends up being a lot of division matchups.
True.
But I think this makes sense early in the season. Bring it on.
Week four, September 28th. We go on the road for the third time in 4 weeks. The Detroit Lions go to Arrowhead in CBS's America Game of the Week. Nance and Romo on the call.
At the Chefs.
Every game's a big game.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing with this exercise, and maybe that's what we talk about after we get through the whole schedule. The gauntlet that this team's facing this year is more eye-opening when you put it on paper and you put dates next to it. It is. The Lions have a hell of a schedule. All right, week 5, October 5th, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town. First 1 o'clock game of the season.
Just the second home game into October here.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this. I like how it's setting up so far.
Week 6, October 12th. Oh, Sunday night again at Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
It's a game we've been circling.
Mm-hmm. And I think this one, too, a little guidance just from a few leaks out there. All right, this is the snoozer of all snoozers, and Jim's not going to get his wish. Week 7, October 19th, the Cleveland Browns and who knows who their quarterback is come to town.
Dylan Gabriel season.
You wanted that game to be on Thanksgiving for some reason.
Well, just because food tastes better when you win. No stress this time.
So I've been to 2 Thanksgiving games in my life. I actually saw the Browns on Thanksgiving at Ford Field back in like 1989.
Yeah.
And then 90, I saw John Elway and the Broncos. Not that anybody cares.
No. Nope.
All right. Week 8, and this is the biggie, October 26th, America's Game of the Week on Fox at the Philadelphia Eagles. And there have been a few leaks out there with the Eagles with some backloaded games. So, again, and I've thought this all along, this game will be the marquee matchup in the NFC, at least going into the season, and Fox is going to want this thing dead set in the middle of the season on World Series weekend to create their triple header of football, World Series.
I know I make fun of you, but the level of detail on this is impressive.
I take this serious.
The guy's got Fox's programming schedule in mind here.
I had CBS's too.
I don't doubt it. And this is at the midpoint. Will Aleem McNeil be back? I think will be a big question.
Yeah, that's right before Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but I think this is. I like the fact. I really like how this schedule is shaping up.
Week 9, November 3rd. November 3rd is not a Sunday. It's a Monday, and Ford Field gets their first Monday night game of the season. The Green Bay Packers come to town.
Okay. We're also waiting on a bye week at some point here. This is a later bye, which I appreciate.
You're on cue. Week 10, November 9th, bye week.
Are you looking ahead?
Look, you guys can see. This is one at a time.
No,
these
whatever,
younger generations, they can't wait for anything.
Instant gratification. I don't know.
Bregman. All right, back to the schedule. Week 11, November 16th, Benedict Johnson and the Chicago Bears come to town. 1 o'clock start. Nothing special. All these teams have so many primetime games. Now, maybe a candidate to go to 425, you know, when they change some times later in the year.
Right.
All right, week 12, and this is the week before Thanksgiving. I speculated this yesterday. November 23rd at the Cincinnati Bengals. 1 o'clock start because they want the Lions to get home on the short week.
Oh, that's I agree with that. I think that looks good. Trey Hendrickson going to get a chance to go back to Cincinnati.
Not if Brad has anything to say about it.
He wins. All right. Thanksgiving, the big one. Traditions, parades, all that stuff. And this will be a 1 o'clock start this year, not 12:30.
Yeah, not traditions. Traditions thrown out the window.
Sorry, John.
And I kind of hinted at this yesterday when you guys were doing your circle games, but I am going with the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings come to town, and it will not be the Bears. We know that because they are playing Black Friday.
So how about this? The month of November, you have them playing all division opponents all at home. Good chance to pick up some steam there.
Well, so maybe
except for the Bengals.
No, but like he'll play the 3 division teams all at home. They can't play 4 division teams. They are the 4.
No McNeil, maybe a tough start to a 5-3 or the first 8 weeks or something like that, hopefully. And then they get the division teams and they start to get healthy. McNeil gets back and we get this thing going.
So as we get to December, I'm not cheating, they have to play Baltimore still. Who else do they have to play?
Dallas.
Dallas still. Some big games coming at the end of the season.
All right. December 4th. That's not a Sunday. That's the Thursday after Thanksgiving at Ford Field.
Oh.
The Dallas Cowboys, who will also be on 7 days rest.
Makes Thursday sense. To Thursday.
Yeah. And they also, Lions played that Thursday night last year against the Packers. All right. December 14th, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Could be cold as we get into the winter. The Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field.
Outdoor games, elements.
Yep, tiny hands.
Week 16 at the Baltimore Ravens, 425 kick. Most likely a Fox or CBS game of the week.
This is what I was talking about yesterday, though. I had the Chiefs for preference, but I want a big test at the end of the season. Outdoors, elite quarterback, see what the team's made of.
The Lions do not play on Christmas Day on my mock schedule. Week 17, December 28th, the New York Giants at home, a 1 o'clock start. And finally...
Is that a free space late in the season?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart playing?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Citadel before they play the Iron Bowl.
And we can buy tickets for Valeni for Christmas to go see him.
Oh, perfect.
That's why I did this, actually.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, finally, week 18, January 4th. You should know this one. It's a division opponent. They haven't played them yet. At Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell could be for the division title again.
Starting on the road, finishing on the road.
And that's a TBD because every game could be flex at the end of the year.
John, immediate takeaways.
Well, I like it because, I mean, you look at the start of the schedule, Rams, Steelers, Bears, I think there's a chance, a high likelihood that they start 3-0. And then the Chiefs, we know whenever Jared Goff plays Patrick Mahomes, that's a win. Pencil that one in.
Are you gearing up to pick 15 wins?
Buccaneers, Commanders.
Is he going to play the win-loss game on my mock schedule?
I mean, I'm looking at this going, they could be 7-0 to start the season before they travel to Philadelphia. I like the way it starts out. It becomes much tougher. But if it starts out like this, it gives this team a little bit of time with new offensive coordinator, new defensive play caller to get their feet underneath them. Obviously, at the Rams, Calvin Shepard's going to have to be on his A game to start the season because of what they've done with the wide receivers. Obviously, Matthew Stafford, it's on the road. But I do like how you have this schedule starting for the Lions.
3 of 4 on the road to start, 3 of 4 on the road to close. But the difference is at the end of the year, this team should be getting everybody right. Mm-hmm. And the month of November with the home games and the division games, this schedule's great. And I love the fact that the bye is middle to middle late because, you know, guys, we've dealt with this. They're going to get banged up. You want a little reprieve to get them right.
You know what? A conversation once in a while happens between a team and a league. And I'm quite confident the Lions had a conversation with the league after the season about their bye week. It's just kind of a hunch.
Oh, sure.
You know? Like,
hey,
seriously?
We had one early last year, so let's our needs
we
to be in the second half of the season.
Yeah, give us something just a little bit later, kind of get things going. It was like last year, week 5 or something like that? Dude, I'm telling you right now, the schedule's hard, man.
No question. My God. I mean, but if it lays out like this, I like it.
I'm counting 5 primetime games plus Thanksgiving.
Those 1 o'clock games can always be flexed as well. I mean, but then
throw in the America game of the week, the 4 o'clock, the prime spots on Fox. They have a ton. I mean, this is going to be some variation of this. A lot of high profile, big televised games.
As it should be. Get used to it because it's the same thing last year. Like, okay, the 1 o'clock games are done here in Detroit for the most part. You're going to be playing 4:30 or in prime time, whether it's Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. This is a team that people want to see.
It's the mock schedule. It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.